word apostle, which means a person who acts as the fully authoritative representative of someone else, that somebody has given authorization to act on his behalf and representing somebody else. Now, there are some qualifications, biblical qualifications to be an apostle. One is they have to be with Christ, or they have seen Christ. Now you might say, how did Apostle Paul see Christ? If you turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 6. 1 Corinthians 15:6. Starting from 5, and he had seen by Cephas and by the 12, that is Peter and the 12, that he has seen by over 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain to the present, but some have fallen asleep. After that he has seen by James, and then by all the apostles. Then last of all he was seen by me also, as by one born out of due time. Here we see Apostle Paul has seen Jesus. The apostles had authority in doctrine, because the doctrine came directly from the Lord. Now, if you turn with me to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11, and he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. Here we see it's Christ who gives, he gave some to be apostles. Christ is the one who chose them. The apostles were eyewitnesses of the resurrection of Christ, of our Lord, and they are the foundation of the church. Their office was a first generation office. It cannot be repeated. It means there are no apostles today. Okay, because there are churches, the apostolic church believes they have apostles today. So that's a cult. But today, we see through the scriptures, apostle has to be a first generation, and who has seen Christ, and directly Christ speaks to them, alright, and gives them a commission to do, gives their word. So, the apostles, actually, their office was the highest rank in the church. Apostles' office had the highest rank in the church. If you turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 28, God has appointed in these, in the church, first apostles, second prophets, third teachers. After that, miracles, then gifts of healing, helps, administration, variety of tongues. So first, the apostles, the highest rank. All right, and also if you turn with me to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20, built on the foundation of first comes apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. When I see the first apostles, I see the fulfillment of the Old Testament, that is the New Testament, written by the apostles. Then the prophets, you see the Old Testament in Jesus Christ. We see that he himself being the chief cornerstone, which is Christ, is the center of the Bible. Alright, it's amazing scripture. And verse 21 says that in whom the whole building being fitted together, that means you and I and all the Christians, okay, are being fitted together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord. Wow! Turn with me to 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 2. 2 Peter 3, 2. You may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets, and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior. So Peter puts that into the canon, saying, this is the word of God that we have spoken. So the apostles were given power of working miracles, and the confirmation of the truth of Christ's authority and the doctrine.